Mac Mobile.
Hey Bill, W4DJW, how are you?
We're doing just fine. I'm out in the car here headed towards Malden. Just a beautiful day out here. How you doing?
Staying hunkered down. Got a little bit of cabin fever. But other than that, surviving.
Good day. I'm trying to stay home just like most people. Been pretty good at it, but been outside working the yard, and that kind of gets rid of the cabin fever. Always have plenty to do. I mean, I just always have stuff to do. You know, stuff I want to try or something I want to read. Most of it's related to, you know, radios or computers or something like that. So, staying busy, and I just, like everybody else, ready for all this stuff to go away, or...
Yeah, I think we've got, I don't think we're at the inflection point yet. I think we've got a little bit of ways to go, maybe a month or two before we reach that point. But I did read this morning where something that I haven't heard people talking much about, that is that as people get this and recover from it, they'll be able to go back to work. Because they're trying to develop a test that says yes, you've had it, and yes, you're immune to it now. So there's a possibility of that. I've also heard the possibility that you can get it more than once. But that's a little bit of upside news.
Well, that's interesting news. That's always, they just don't know about it, you know, for sure. Evidently they get a lot of data, but sometimes making sense of all of it. You know, they also think certain blood types are more susceptible than not. They think, but they always say, we just need more data.
Well, you think they probably have information overload. They have too much data. They can't process it all. They can't collect it and process it all fast enough.
Well, I'm sure they got plenty of data already because all these countries have shown the information, and you know, there's plenty. I'm sure there's plenty of data from Italy and some of these other countries that it's just not our data, or China. Oh, well, they'll come up with something. Just try to stay away from crowds. I'm actually going to get a haircut, but it's like a private haircut. I've got an appointment. And, but after today, he's got to shut down. And probably the only person I'll be around is this one fellow. And then once I leave his facility, I will sanitize.
Well, I heard India's going to get the worst of it from any of the countries because of the way they live. They're so close to each other. There's so many people in an area that's not even as big as U.S., I don't think. And they got a lot more people, like three times the people we have, and very crowded conditions. So they're going to get hit hard. Are you still doing or they shut down the thing where you went and volunteered with the animal shelter? They shut all that stuff down too?
They shut it all down. And adoptions are only by appointment. They canceled all the volunteer activities. The only people there are the staff that's normally there. And they try to keep everybody away from the public. I would say, you know, excluding the volunteers, the people that work there, most of them are reasonably young. You don't see a lot of young people actually on the staff being paid. But I tell you what, they've got their work cut out because they really depended on volunteers.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, you can't not go see the animals. You can't not go feed and water them. You can't work from home and give them water and food and clean their cages and give them exercise. That just wouldn't work. Somebody's got to be there to do that.
Regardless of what your other activities and jobs were, I mean, if you're on staff there, you're cleaning cages, mops and floors.
I can imagine. That would be tough for the animals, right? Because you know it's got to go longer in between each time they, without the volunteers there, they got to, and they don't know what's going on, right? That's kind of sad.
Animals, for the staff as well. They've got a hard job. And, nobody let the animals out. I mean, basically, they're stuck in the cages. Oops, that light just turned. Anyway, I'm here. Stay safe, and I know you probably have plenty to do too, but you get tired of staying in your house. maybe you can get outside and do something. Over.
Yeah, I need to get out this weekend and do some cleaning up around the perimeter of the yard. Well, I'll let you go. Good talking to you. Be careful. Stay safe. And 4IQ, W4DJW. I had to think there for a minute. I haven't talked to you for a very long time. Anyway, be safe. W4DJW clear.
You too, Dave. And 4IQ.